Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe. Honestly, I want to hear Brad Evans doing things again, and let's get back into it. Jake, yeah. Play the whole intro, please, and then Femi, you have to remember, so we've done the main thing, so now we're on to the next one after that. Jake, go ahead.
We've scanned the globe. We searched near and far. We found the best of the best. And now You Better You Bet brings you things.
We need to ask right. Brad at the end of the show, like, what would your mafia name be?
I mean,
like,
yeah,
bald Brad. Bald Brad.
Yeah, the big baldy or something. I don't know. It's something with
bald.
Well,
actually,
though,
it might be like something like mocking, like he's got like great hair or something.
Like, yeah,
Cue ball.
Cue ball is really strong.
Cue ball is really insulting.
Very
insulting. Tyler says the big noise. Yeah,
something like that. Yeah,
you better bet.
You gotta run it by the big noise first if you're gonna go into somebody's neighborhood. You know,
I'm gonna ask Brad at the end. Give us a couple tree bets and we'll see what he says. Femi, go ahead.
All right, in the last segment, we discussed the main thing. So, Jake, what do we have up next?
The other thing.
It's great.
The other thing. It's the best. This is really good. All right, let's get to the other thing. The National Football League so far through 2 weeks this season, underdogs in terms of straight up record have been getting worked. Now, that usually happens, but not to this degree to where we've seen favorites this season 25-8 straight up. And once again, we saw it last night with the Bills beating the Miami Dolphins, although the Dolphins did actually cover the number. So, Nick, I think the underdog that's most live to pull off the upset this week is the New Orleans Saints. I think with Seattle's secondary banged up, like, hear me out, Devin Witherspoon, he's doubtful. Julian Love, it's questionable. Nick Emmanuel's already out. Like, that secondary is pretty banged up. This is not going to be the fully formed Mike McDonald Seattle Seahawks defense. And here comes my guy, Spencer Rattler, who's starting to play a little bit better. I know he hasn't won a football game yet, but I do think the Saints are doing some interesting things on the offensive side of the ball. Which underdog, in your opinion, of more than a field goal, is the livest to win outright this week? And just for record, it's the Titans, Panthers, Browns, Rams, Jets, Saints, Giants, and Lions.
Well, I think, the Rams is the obvious answer. I'll give you a different answer. Yeah. And I actually...
Don't even qualify at this rate.
I have not placed this bet yet. I'm so happy you brought this up because we usually don't do a lot on the Monday Night Football game until Monday. Lions-Ravens is a tremendous game. I think the Lions are going to win.
Ooh.
I think they are going to run all over the Ravens defense. All over them. I think offensively, they're going to be able to do whatever they want in this game. And this Ravens, like, cornerback group right now, like, Nate Wiggins is really good. He also might be hurt. Did you see the play last week against the Browns with Wiggins?
I did not, no.
All right, so Wiggins intercepts the ball. He doesn't return it for a touchdown, but he has an interception return, and then, like, he does the thing with like, he, like, runs the ball into the end zone for, like, the defensive celebration.
Yeah, the picture, yeah.
Chidobe Awuzie, former Cowboy, runs up behind him, like to celebrate, and like jumps on his back and like injures him a little bit. And he's like limping a little bit. I'm not saying he's like he's in, but just go watch that. Jair Alexander didn't play last week. He's not really like doesn't seem to be healthy. Why can't like Jameson Williams or not? Why can't they rip this defense up? I love the Lions to cover, and I'm going to have the Lions to win the game, Femi, on Monday Night Football.
Doesn't that feel like just like an insane scoring game? I know the betting market has that. Like, it's 53.5 at BetMGM and like at other sports books as well. But I feel like that game just like sounds like the insane scoring game, because I don't think Detroit's defense is stopping Lamar. And like, we've seen the Ravens in these primetime games at home really like kind of like embarrass teams. I don't think that's going to happen in this game, but if I actually had to bet it, I'd probably be on the Baltimore side. But I like what you're saying with Detroit. The offense is very, very live to win any game, as we've seen over the last couple of years. All right, Jake, what do we have up next?
The other thing.
That's the best one. Like, it's like he's on drugs. Like, hold on. I want Jake to play it again. It makes no sense. I want to hear it one more time, and then I'll give like my assessment. Go ahead.
The other thing.
Why does he say thing like that?
It's like, so, it's like it's a period or an exclamation point.
So it'd be, because what he should say, because he goes, because he's going nuts with the other. So it should be the other thing. But this is, listen to how he says the word thing here. Jake, play it again.
The other thing.
Why did he slow down? Like, it's like,
slow down at punctuations.
Like, No, but it's like he has his foot down on the accelerator and he pulled it up a little bit. Like, he malfunctioned. It's like, listen to how fast he's going, and then he slows down with thing. Why did he do that? It makes no sense. Jake, please, one more time.
The other thing.
What?
We have to ask.
I shouldn't question. You know what? You think that freak's going to have an answer?
He's the only person that would.
He's, you know what he's going to tell you? He's going to say something like, I don't know, I just did it in the moment. I'm out.
Añejo on a Thursday. All right,
it's,
man.
Amazing.
Tequila Thursday, absolutely love it. All right, let's get to it, as we have the battle of the backups in Minneapolis this weekend between the Bengals and the Minnesota Vikings. Jake Browning for Cincinnati, Carson Wentz for Minnesota. Teams aside, which QB would you rather have as your starting quarterback for a game? Is it Browning or is it Carson Wentz?
It's Browning, easily.
How many playoff games has Browning started?
Well, what's your answer? Is your answer Wentz? How many playoff games has Wentz started? One, and he lost it, right? Against one. Seattle.
Against Seattle, yeah. I think, didn't he get hurt in the game, too? Or at least it got
banged up. Early in the game.
Carson Wentz fashion. Yeah, they were coming after Jadeveon Clowney. Now Dallas Cowboy Jadeveon Clowney.
Do you remember who came in and had to play for the Eagles?
Ooh, I mean, I was paying close attention because I was working in Seattle at the time.
Would you like a hint?
I mean, it wasn't Foles, was it?
No. The hint is, he is a current coach, offensive coach in the NFL right now, on a staff, on the offensive side of the ball.
Hmm. Kellen Moore was not on the Eagles. I think he was already coaching by then. He was like the Dallas Cowboys offensive coordinator at that point. You said he's on the Eagles staff right now currently?
No, he's on a staff. Yes.
I'm not going to get this one. Who is it?
This would be, I'm trying to think of how I want to say this without offending Catholics, because I'm Catholic. Josh McCown.
and he like played pretty well for like being, he had like a hernia. Yeah. Was that a hernia injury or something like that? Didn't he have that? Like, he had like some kind of injury, if I remember correctly.
What was the name of it? Jack Easterby. Like the fraud, yes, that was like running, like shadow running the Texans.
He wanted to make him the head coach.
Yeah, correct. Because they go to like church together.
Torn hamstring is what Tyler says. Yeah, torn hamstring.
I go to church on Sundays. I still go now. Like, there's like, God, I, you know what? Honestly, I'm going to hell if I say these things. I'm actually. I don't even want to do the thing I was going to do.
Don't
just
take
move
a chance.
Yeah.
Don't take a chance. Yeah. I think I'm going. I think in a vacuum, I think it has to be Browning. But like obviously, like,
so there's this fat slob that sits by us at church on Sundays.
It'd be like me
saying like, hey, I think this fat slob should be the coach of my favorite NFL team because we go to church because he knows all the words to the Nicene Creed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You want to go any further, or do you want to just leave it at that?
Like, great, he knows the Serenity Prayer. So, like, let's put him in charge of football operations. Yeah, like he knows every word to on Eagles wings. So let's fire Howie Roseman and put him in charge of Philadelphia.
I will lift you up
on Eagles wings. Shove these chicken nuggets down my fat gullet.
Chicken nuggets are good, man.
I didn't say they were bad. They're delicious.
They also make you fat. That's correct.
Anyway.
We all have our vices, don't we?
You bet on this Friday. Jake Browning's my answer.
Jake Browning. I think in a vacuum, I'm actually Jake Browning as well. But like, I like Carson Wentz's setup this week. And the fact that he has the quarterback whisperer, Kevin O'Connell, on his side. Jake, what's the next one?
One more stinking thing. Hey!
Where does the hay come from?
I thought he was going to continue with the hay.
But when he does that, I'm thinking, hey, baby!
Ooh.
Ah! I wanna know, do you want the bald freak?
Yeah,
do you
want to
rub
freak?
My shiny dome?
Would you be my freak? There we go. All right. The Raiders minority owner and Fox Sports color commentator Tom Brady has been criticized all throughout this week. We've talked about it on this show with guests that we've had on to get their perspective of it. But all of us saw Brady wearing the headset in the booth on Monday night in the Raiders' loss to the Los Angeles Chargers. Nick, is this a big deal or no deal that Brady gets to meet with other teams while also being involved with the Raiders' game plan on a weekly basis?
You have college ones, right? There's nothing in the world I care less about than this story.
I want to hear your take.
Okay, I'm a raging narcissist. My ego is out of control, and I only think about things as far as they influence me and through my prism. I think the Brady stuff is wildly entertaining. I would like for it to continue on in perpetuity. It has no bearing on my life if Brady is, if Tom Brady's telling Pete Carroll that Ben Johnson let it slip that Luther Burden's going to be playing on 3rd and 7 and longer this week. It has no impact on my life. So, I don't care.
Oh, it might impact your bets. Who knows? I don't think it ever will.
Whatever.
I don't think it
couldn't
will.
Get worse. So...
Here's Tom Brady. It's like, it's all on the film. The eye in the sky doesn't lie, as we say. Like, it's all out there for everybody to watch on tape. All right, let's do some college football ones. Jake, let's get to the next one.
The final thing.
He freelanced there. It was never called the final thing.
No. It was like last thing or one last thing. And
hey, Jake, can you play it again? You play it again.
The final thing.
I think he's a genius.
Just take the creative liberty.
I think he might be brilliant. I'm being honest right now. If I thought he sucked, I would say it. Okay. What do we got?
All right. Clemson head coach Dabo Swinney was asked about his critics and the naysayers after the team's 1-2 start. And Dabo said, quote, "If Clemson's tired of winning, they can send me on my way." I absolutely love that quote from Dabo Swinney. I think he's one of the great characters that we have in sports. But the question is to you, Nick, will Clemson cover this Saturday against Syracuse, where they're a 16.5 point favorite? And would you ever bet the Tigers to win the ACC at +550?
I wouldn't bet them to win the ACC just because, you know, Georgia Tech just beat them. Georgia Tech looks good. Mm-hmm. I actually like Florida to cover against Miami, but I mean, Miami looks a cut above Clemson. So I don't have interest in that bet. As far as the Clemson-Syracuse game goes, I think it's interesting that Syracuse has gotten pounded here, right, in the last 24 hours. This was 17.5 yesterday. Now it's down to 16.5. I understand the thought process, but I know a lot of people that like Clemson in the game, and the thought is, it's like stock market, right? So you want to buy low on a team, and like you can't buy lower. I guess you could theoretically, they could sink lower, but they're really low right now after losing to Georgia Tech. I think they just might stink, and not stink in the way like they could go like 3-8 that they're like Florida State last year. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
I'm on the side. I look at that as a fact-finding mission. I want to see what they do in the game. So maybe they cover, maybe they don't. I have no interest in betting that. I'll have other college bets that I like.
I'd say though, this about the ACC market is that as bad as things are, they're only 0-1 in the conference. Like the LSU loss has nothing to do with them.
So
in the
do
ACC,
you
want to
bet them? Troy-
I find it. I actually kind of do, at +550. Like, there's a good chance they win the game. As for covering the spread tomorrow, who knows? But there's a good chance they at least win. And there's still a lot of talent, and the schedule's not that tough. It's a big price. Maybe they can right the ship and actually get back on track. Real quick, Jake, the last one.
The last thing.
I just wanted to hear that. I don't know if we have time for the last one. I just wanted to hear
play the other last thing, Jake. The last Brad piece.
One last thing.
Play them all in succession. Going to break. Aaron Taylor will join us on the other side.
The main thing. The other thing. The other thing. One more stinking thing. Hey, the final thing. The last thing. One last thing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.